Hey, everyone. Lee Stevenson here with the Unfiltered Podcast. Glad to be with you. We're having real conversations about church planting today. And here's my co-host over here. Say hey, Danny.
I'm Danny Parmalee, and I oversee church planting for Converge Mid-America. And we are going to do a two-session podcast talking about picking that facility. And church planters usually love this part of the process. Honestly, sometimes they get going on this a little bit earlier than they should, and they need to be working on people and other things. But it is very, very important. Where are you going to gather for your Sunday services? So we're going to break it up into two different podcasts. Today, we're going to be talking specifically about theaters and schools. And then our next podcast, we're going to be talking about renting from another church and then the storefront slash kind of warehouse option. And so why don't we start out, Lee, why don't you tell us a little bit to kind of going through some of the pros and cons, things to look for in a theater setting. I know that you started in a theater for years and some of the things that worked well, or maybe even how you landed there as you were kind of looking at different options.
No, great question. We actually relocated where we thought we were going to be planning the church based on the facility that we became open. We thought we were going to be on one area of the Phoenix metro area when we planted our first church, and we just couldn't get a facility. It wasn't that we didn't try. It was just like God didn't give us that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so then we began to rethink, like, maybe he's moving us into a different direction. And I began to dream and think through, like, what, you know, strategically, what part of the city would be a good spot, and just started driving the area and saw this movie theater, brand new movie theater, right kind of the center of where everybody drove by. And so we knew street exposure would be phenomenal. Everybody knew where that theater was. And so it literally just called the theater and said, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm interested in doing. Any thought about that? And they said, absolutely. We'd love to be able to rent to you. And that's the benefit. Like, movie theaters typically want to work with you because that's a dead time. They're not usually showing movies on Sunday morning. And so the idea that they could make income when the movies aren't being played, they're usually all for. There were some huge bonuses that I look back and go, man, I love doing church in a movie theater. Like, it was fun. Lobby space was massive. So we had no issues from a lobby. Parking, never an issue. Lots of ins and outs and places for people to come park. It was a new theater, so it had a good vibe. You know, movie theaters can kind of have different grades where right, you can have one that's phenomenal and you can get
the Wednesday night dollar ones.
That had their heyday. And that I would encourage you probably stay away from those kind because people will connect your church with whatever that kind of movie theater is known for. But the nice thing, too, was like seats. I mean, you're never going to have that comfortable seat ever again in a movie theater. Now, I would encourage you, like, you do need to pay attention. Like, now movie theaters are moving to those reclining seats.
I literally went to a church plant where they had those. It was so distracting because, I mean, it literally was so weird.
Everybody's kicked back and feet up in the air.
Seating.
So I would probably not encourage you to go to that kind of movie theater just because it number one, it does limit your actual number of seats. But number two, whether or not people will actually stay engaged is a total another thing. We actually, you want to, if you're looking at a movie theater, you want to be in a movie theater where you can get multiple movie theaters and be able to expand the church as the church grows. So by the time we left the movie theater, about 2 years into our first church plant, we were renting 4 theaters on a Sunday morning. Now, the challenge, there are challenges that exist with the movie theater, like you have a very narrow amount of time that you can actually meet. Most movie theaters are like, you need to be out at this point of the day because we need that theater space for movie. And I know in our case, we would get charged double if we went over that allotted time that we were allowed to be in there. And so we had to become creative on when it came to service times. We ran 2 services on a Sunday morning in the movie theater and had to be out by 11 o'clock. And so it can be done. But you just need to be aware of can this work in our community? The other things that work about the movie theater, sound, they're made for sound. They handle lighting well. Screen, you don't need to set up a screen. You've got a massive screen in there and usually can use that. We did find that with a movie theater, a couple of the other challenges were, one, when it came to setting up children's space, it does limit you. Like, you have to use that space maybe right in front of the screen, or kind of, if it has a ledge, that ledge as well.
Yeah. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because, I mean, I remember when I was hearing of people saying, yeah, we're planting in a movie theater. I'm like, well, where do you actually put the kids?
Yeah, the theater we were in had all stadium seating, and so they stadium seating movie theaters have like the initial walk-in ledge where it would be conducive to those in a wheelchair and stuff of that sort to be able to park to watch a movie. And then you have that space right down in front of the screen. So we maximize both of those areas.
Okay.
So it may be like a teaching area is going to be here, and then play area will be here. And depending on the size of the classroom, how many kids, we'd move that way. Same thing when it came to nursery. But one of the things you got to think about is movie theater floors are kind of nasty. And even if they have cleaners come in the night before, there's still popcorn here and there. And the last thing you want is a two-year-old crawling over and picking up a nasty old piece of popcorn, sticking that in their mouth. So we literally put rugs. We put kind of that interlocking floor system down over top of the carpet where we knew it was clean and kept clean. We bought extra vacuums and just vacuumed the space up ourselves as well. And then we actually baby gated. So like in the younger kids, we actually put baby gates all the way around to create a perimeter that we knew like the kids had to stay in that space.
So did you have, are you saying, so you had one, the one main session is where you did worship, and the other three were for kids ministry. And were they broken apart? So each room had maybe a couple different
age groups and stuff. So we had like, I think it was under two was in one movie theater. Then we had kind of that, I don't know, it's older toddler range. So probably like three through kindergarten were in another, and then all the elementary were in another movie theater.
Cool.
And the nice thing was like, you can block off the hallway. So if you know, you're like, I've got these three theaters over here in this side of the complex, you can actually block it off with your tables and create a really nice secure space that parents have to come through in order to drop or pick up their child. The other thing that was a limiter in some ways was the electric, the how many plug-ins and how much electricity you could pull when it came to running sound systems, instruments, lighting, all that. We got permission by the movie theater to just pay an electrician to come in and run extra power.
Okay.
And we just said, that's a gift to you. And so that they were more than happy to allow us to do that. And so that was a benefit. That would be a creative way to think about it. The other thing is our movie theater allowed us to store all of our equipment during the week in the theater. They had plenty of space. The what you may not be aware of, and I didn't know this until we got working with the movie theater, is that the projector rooms isn't really each individual room based per theater. It was just a long, big corridor that had all these different projectors and made it easy for the workers. They could just walk through the corridor, flip on or flip off all the projectors at one time. Well, that's just dead space. And so they allowed us to store all of our equipment in that corridor. And there's an elevator that would go up and down to that space. And so for us in Arizona at the time, being able to store all of our equipment inside, not in the heat, was a huge, with no extra cost. Like it didn't cost us anything extra. Now, movie theaters are expensive because you aren't setting up, you know, chairs, you're not setting up those type of things. But you love on the staff, take care of the staff. I mean, they've been over backwards for us. There were days like they just donated popcorn to the church and allow us to do very special things. We even got to the point where we were able to rent out. Now, we had to pay for it, but we rented out movie theaters and actually had Christmas Eve service at the movie theater at the same time they're showing movies, and our greeting team's out there welcoming people to the movie. And sometimes they'd even talk somebody out of their movie to actually coming into
church,
into church, which was crazy that they could do that. But we were able to work out a real good relationship with the theater.
Do you remember cost wise? I know it obviously it's so relative to, from place to place, but I mean, even just ballparking it.
Ballpark figure. What we spent 10 years ago was $1,000 a weekend.
Okay.
And that was for the four theaters.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the biggest movie theaters. So they wouldn't give us access to like their largest space. The big one that we used for adults, maximum capacity was 220 seats.
Okay.
And that included handicap spaces and all that honestly you weren't using. And, nobody's sitting in the front row. that kind of stuff. So honestly, we probably had 200 seats that we could actually use.
Yeah.
And then max that we could fill that would be 80% full, really.
Right. Cool.
So I'm a fan of the movie theater, but you just need to know some awareness of what you're getting into when it comes to that.
One other question of clarification. You said that you use their screen. Like, what did you bring in for your own sound and lights, and what did you use there? When you meant user screen, did you just mean the white space?
Yeah, the big white screen that they have at the front of the...
You had your own projector.
Yeah, you had to use your own projector, and we got some good coaching because we thought we needed to, like, two projectors and maximize, like, we wanted this massive screen. Yeah. And I'm so glad we paid for some consulting on that one, because they came to us and said, actually, you can accomplish what you want to accomplish with one projector and just spend the money on light.
Yeah.
And you can frame out the picture and stuff of that sort in the space that's not being used by using extra lights. And honestly, it saved us money and saved us setup time. We did have to spend a little extra money to get a special lens to be able to shoot from the back of the movie theater all the way down to that screen. But that's money well spent. Otherwise, you could put in the projector right in the middle of the movie theater and people walk through it and all that kind of stuff. And so figure out, take some time, practice, figure those out before you actually move into that space.
Yeah. You had mentioned that a lot of movie theaters, not like you have to beg and plead, because for a lot of them, it's an income, kind of a revenue stream. I don't remember the name of which company it is, but they actually have one that's special for church planners. You can literally go online,
Regal.
Right?
Yeah, it's Regal Theaters, and they actually have a department, a part of their staffing system that is made to work with churches to help churches come in. And so they call them Fathom Events as well. So, but Regal Theaters.
You can look it up and you can look that.
They can look it up and they have contact that you can go right to and begin to have those conversations. And I met the guys. They're great guys to work with. Regal is owned by Christians, and he just had a heart for using his assets to help build the kingdom. And so that's why they created this outfit, to be able to partner with the local church to do that.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about schools a little bit. Did you say you were in a school?
Yeah, we did school as well. I'm a fan of schools in certain scenarios. So not all schools are worth the money or the opportunity. I've been to some church plants and schools that honestly, it's been a disaster for that church. Mm-hmm. And it simply came down to they picked the wrong location. Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk a little bit, just personal experience, what you've seen others, when you've visited church plants, guys you've coached, and same here for us. I'll talk from some of our personal experience. I know, like, if you're going to go into a school, high school should be the first one that you talk to. Are you going to pay more? Yes, but it's worth that extra money to be in high school, because high schools are centrally located in the community. Everybody knows where the high school is. It's easy to get to. It's usually on the main street where everybody's driving by. Parking's never an issue in a high school. Most high schools in America have some type of performing arts facility. Yeah. And so it's a professional facility dedicated for that. I know, like, in our situation, it actually became a hindrance. When we moved into a high school, it was a great location. Everybody knew where it was, but the performing arts facility was 1,300 seats. Mm-hmm. And at the time we moved in there, we were maybe around 300.
Yeah.
It was too big for us. It didn't matter what we did. It just, the room itself was just swallowed us up. And you can pipe and drape all you want. It's still going to feel that way. People know, oh, you're just covering up it with pipe and drape, you know?
Yeah, I think the same thing. Schools, I think the big opportunities lie that if you can be connected to the school actually with tutoring or with the sports or whatever, that you're not just using other facilities. So there's a huge upside there. But if you don't have an eye for environments and how to create that environment and what it will actually take and the flow.
Yep.
So our third location was in a school, and we met those same challenges. It was also a 1,300 seat, and it swallows you up. Even though when you have a lot of people in there, it changes the dynamic and no matter what you do. The other thing is, it was such a large school that people had to park, and this is Wisconsin winters, and like walk very, very far just to finally get in, or they came in through a hallway. that was empty, and they were literally walking through this like weird hallway for for way too long. So just kind of thinking through some of those things
And even to piggyback on that, I remember I visited a church plant and it was fitting. Their name was Second Mile Church. And the auditorium was in one spot of the campus.
Yeah.
And the children were put in the cafeteria, which was completely on the other side of the campus. And they used to joke about it. Yeah, we say you have to walk a second mile to go pick up your kids.
Exactly.
And it was true. Like it was a long walk just to go from point A to point B. Yeah. Well, that can become a distraction and make it difficult as well for people to stay and stay connected.
Yeah. And with children's, I would say with schools, rarely do you get classrooms. Teachers are pretty protective of that and don't want that.
And if you do, like you've got to show some extra love towards that teacher, you know, goodie bags and food and gift cards, all that. Yes.
But you can, you can convert cafeterias. You can create those types of space.
And even maximize hallway space. Yep. I know some school districts, like they won't charge for hallway space. Mm-hmm. And if you're creative, you can create your classrooms using the hallway system. Yep. Without ever having to actually be into a classroom. And I've seen it done and done very, very well from time to time.
Yeah. So advantages for schools, definitely, a lot of times there's going to be that parking advantage for it. You do have a lot of space. Lobby can be good, but again, that's another one where sometimes to create the environment, you need pipe and drape just to cover up the trophy cases and the, you know, pottery exhibit and the murals and everything, just to kind of like get people to focus like, oh, I'm new here. This is where I'm supposed to kind of start.
And I would think too, like if you go to a middle school, it's going to be cheaper than a high school. Mm-hmm. Same thing with an elementary school. Like if you go into an elementary school, it's going to be cheaper than any other school options. So I see a lot of times planters by default will make that decision to go into an elementary school simply because of the value of the dollar, mm-hmm. that it's more conducive to their budget. But the challenge of that, again, is parking.
Yeah.
I mean, elementary schools and middle schools aren't planning for their children, the students, to drive to school. So they just don't have as much parking available. And I know, like, most elementary schools, it's a cafetorium. They don't actually have a gymnasium or a performing arts facility. So you have a low ceiling. The place smells of lunch food, and really, honestly, sloppy joes and pizza, and you got food hanging from the ceilings, or the kids have thrown the food up there, and then a lot of times the churches just settle and use the cafetorium seating, which again can become a distraction and a hindrance overall in the development of that church.
Yeah. So. And I would say a trend that I've seen is it is becoming more and more difficult to actually rent schools. There's tons of separation of church and state stuff. Yeah. One of the school districts said, yep, you can have your worship services here, but you can't take an offering. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much
that's not going to work.
That's a little creative way to be like, nope, you cannot do it. So, and to know who's actually making those decisions and where the money goes. So for a lot of the school districts, the money goes to the district and not the school. So when the principal's giving you a tour, they don't want you there because they don't benefit from it. They don't see any of the income. Whereas if you're finding out, no, we get to rent here and that's going to be more income and, you know, we'll help put in the new computer lab or, you know, a new part of the playground and figuring out how you can make a relationship there. So, I think, and that's really for all of, you know, all of the different ones that we're looking at, but even theaters and schools that we're looking at now is figuring out how it benefits them as well needs to be partly in your mind as you're casting vision for them to kind of, you know, negotiate some sort of deal to do that.
Oh, that's good. And the other thing to think about, if you're doing an elementary or middle school, usually they are tucked away into a community. And so if you're trying to reach people outside of that specific housing community, you're going to have a difficult time as well. And so be creative, think through it, and find where people naturally drive as well. It'll help you find that key facility. Well, friends, it's been fun. Great conversation. This is part one of kind of choosing your facility. And we talked through the school. We talked through the movie theater options. Tune in for session two as we pick up kind of talking through storefront, warehouse, industrial space as well, the benefits or the downside of some of those type of facilities. It's been Unfiltered. Real conversations about church planning, guys. Until next time, keep it real.